You're listening to Bob Layon and the truth of it all.
Good day, everybody. Hope you're doing well on this Friday, January 26th. I have a change of plans for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the second anniversary of the Coots Freedom Convoy, as many of you know, most of you know. This morning I was listening to a podcast from yesterday by Gordon James Barry. I've been talking to Gordon for a bit now, and you know, he is as wide awake and aware as you can get, and I appreciate his perspective. It took me a while to get here, but I'm here. And also believe in there's no political solution of the day, that these politicians we're unable to hold them accountable by law or by votes or whatever, by working within political organizations. By law, because of the Little Child Act that protects politicians from legal recourse, they are literally protected. And it was, many years ago that was put through. And I think I'll do a full podcast on that and go through that, as a few other individuals did. And Gordon references that consistently. And he's right. So I was planning on going down to support the fundraiser for the Coots political prisoners. And Gordon reminded me of another thing. Fundraising for lawyers for an empty black hole is pretty much irrelevant. Again, same as the political solutions. Because I've seen it firsthand. Everyone thinks that these defense lawyers are doing everything they can to protect these guys. And it's very frustrating to watch and to realize that all of these individuals, whether it's the Crown prosecutors or the defense lawyers, they're part of the same law society. And they're beholden, just like doctors being beholden to the College of Physicians and Surgeons. They are beholden to the system itself. So I just wanted to thank Gordon. And I also wanted to thank my local friends and neighbors in the Camrose region there. So rather than going down to all the way down to Lethbridge, as Gordon said, he said, everyone in Alberta, regarding the Coots political prisoners, why aren't you standing outside the Alberta legislature? Great question. Why aren't we? Why are we allowing these politicians to run around and do fundraisers and to attend Tucker Carlson events with no real pushback, rather to be cheered and celebrated as these four men, Tony Olenek, Jerry Morin, Chris Lysak and Chris Carbert, are rotting in remand centers across Alberta? Why? Great question, Gordon. And so rather than going down to Lethbridge, Daniel Smith is coming to Camrose tomorrow for a political fundraiser. And we happen to have some very large signs made up that we're going to stand outside there. And I tried to go back inside the UCP and ask my questions and have my conversations inside that organization, but I was pushed away very quickly. My membership was withdrawn. And so now I'll stand with my friends outside of the Camrose exhibition grounds and ask my question as she's walking in. And I will quote 30-year criminal lawyer Leighton Gray, that Daniel Smith and the Minister of Justice, Mickey Amory, on their own accord, could end this tomorrow in regards to the Coots political prisoners. James Sowery, she could end that tomorrow. Shauna Krebich, who is being drugged through the court with nothing more than political retribution at the hands of UCP, Camrose, MLA, Jackie Lovely. Danielle Smith could end that tomorrow. She could end the abuse and the injustice of Albertans that she is supposed to represent, and she doesn't. So, 4:30, we're meeting outside of the casino in Camrose. We ask for you to come and stand with us as I ask my questions of Danielle Smith, as she's making her way into the Camrose exhibition grounds for the 5:30 p.m. political fundraiser, as all of these Albertans are being abused at the hands of this government. So thank you, Gordon. And thank you, my friends in the Camrose region, for being aware also of what we need to do as friends and neighbors of all these people being abused. We're letting them get away with it, and we're running around and doing nothing really. So that's where I'm going to be tomorrow, and we'll be broadcasting live from there. So that's all I wanted to say, and I hope everybody who is going on the anniversary of the convoy has a great day also, and that the fundraiser goes well. I hope, you know, that something happens and these men have they get a break finally, and they need to get out of there. It'll be 2 years, February 14th, where remand centers are meant to hold accused for an average of 17 hours. 2 years. All right, everybody, I'm going to let you go. And yeah, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless.